Hare Krishna. To sweeten your devotion, heighten your conception of God and your motivation for approaching Him. Often when we practice bhakti, sometimes we feel great joy when we take darshan of Krishna, when we chant His holy names, when we hear His glories. And other times, we find bhakti tasteless. And we think, why am I practicing this at all? Why don't I feel the sweetness of bhakti? If we want to taste the sweetness of bhakti consistently, we need to purify our heart. We need purification of the heart is a gradual process. It also involves elevating, heightening our conception of God and our motivation for approaching Him. So as long as we think of God as a supreme authority, rather than of Him as a supreme lover. And God is someone who is out there and I need to approach Him and He is in charge, He is in control, He is the boss. And if I don't obey the boss, I'll get in trouble. As if we have this conception of God, then that doesn't really evoke very deep affection. The bhakti literature reveals God not just as a supreme controller, but God as the supreme object of love. So in his highest abode, he conceals his divinity so that love can reign supreme, and so that his devotees can love him without any inhibition that might come because of an awareness of his greatness. So such is God, who is the supreme reservoir of everything attractive. We are attracted in this world by beauty, by strength, by fame, by wisdom, by wealth, by renunciation. And Krishna embodies all these opulence in the fullest. So He is infinitely, eternally, inexhaustibly attractive. And to the extent we focus on Him and understand Him as the object of love, and He already loves us. It is not that we have to develop a relationship with Him. We already have a relationship with Him because He already loves us. We have to love Him back in return. So the more we direct our love towards Him, and the more we relish His love for us, realize and relish His love for us, the more we become ecstatic. The more we become joyful. If our focus is on the things of this world, then because the things of this world keep shaking, they are there, they're sometimes not there, and sometimes we are not sure whether they will be there or not there. This uncertainty, that causes anxiety and that distracts us from our focus on Krishna. And that's why we cannot taste the sweetness of Krishna bhakti. So we need to understand the conception of God as the supreme object of love. And further, we need to elevate our motivation for approaching Him. If we focus on approaching Him for getting the things of this world or for getting relief from the problems of this world, such a motivation is also good. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter appreciates people who approach Him for such motivation. In 7.16 he says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukrutina arjuna arto jikyasur arthati jnani cha bharatarshabha. So he gives the distressed, the wealth seekers, they approach me and he calls them sukrutina. They are pious people. And the next verse he called them, the next verse he called them Udaraha. They are all broad-minded. But he says in 7.19 that Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So he says, those who surrendered me wholeheartedly, what is their understanding? They are Jnanavan. They are enriched with knowledge. And the enrichment of knowledge leads to the enrichment of their devotion, where they understand that Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That means Krishna is the be-all and end-all of all our heart's aspirations for love. And when we understand that we should approach Him, not forgetting the things of this world. Yes, as a father provides for his children, he will provide for those things. But a father wants something much more, wants a bright career, a bright future for his children. Like that, God wants the supreme auspiciousness for us. And the supreme auspiciousness comes when we learn to love Him and raise our consciousness to the spiritual level where we can relish immortal love with Him. So if we focus on that purpose of reciprocating love with him, then whatever happens in this world, we are again not shaken by that. And that way, we can constantly be fixed in the Lord and relish the sweetness of his all attractiveness eternally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.